What's up, guys? Welcome back to The Committee, your home of college football. Today, we're going to be talking about some recruiting news. A certain very special school to me has made some big moves, and some very cool news regarding the new NIL laws have just been released. First off, I want to apologize for not producing many episodes right now. Of course, it is the off season, so there's not much going on right now besides recruiting and some of the NIL stuff that's been going on. So it's pretty dead right now, so keep that in mind and just know that when the season starts, it's going to be totally different. We're going to be pumping out content and we are going to be much, much more excited about college football than we already are. But wait, something made me pretty excited today. College football related. 2023 five-star quarterback, number 5 overall prospect in the class, Malachi Nelson, announced his commitment to the University of Oklahoma today, joining QBU. He's going to be taking the reins over from Caleb Williams once he's done and dusted and ready to go to the NFL. And we're going to be talking more about that in a second. But first, let's get to the new NIL law rule news that we've got to share with you. So the University of Michigan has become the first school in NCAA history to strike a deal where they're allowing their player names to be purchased online on jerseys. So you can go get yourself a Cade McNamara jersey. You can go get yourself an Aiden Hutchinson jersey. It's pretty cool that finally you can buy jerseys with their player names on it, because it's never been able to happen before. You've been able to do it once a player has moved on from the school or illegally, or, you know, off of like DH gate through China. You could get a Trevor Lawrence Clemson jersey from there. So it's very cool that finally someone has made the move, and it has been Michigan of all schools. Unfortunately for the Wolverines, they're going to have to hope for a better year this year, or they may not be seeing too many jersey sales as they would like. Of course, many schools should follow. All schools should follow. Michigan struck this deal with the MDN, which is their official retailer and online store. They have in Ann Arbor. They have a massive MDN store. I've been there. It is filled completely with as much Michigan gear as you could want. Whatever you would want to find, they got it there. So great deal for the University of Michigan. Hopefully everyone will be following suit in the nearby future. Before we check out Malachi Nelson and what that recruiting, what that could lead to in recruiting for the future, we're going to be looking at some other recruiting news around the country in the past few days. We had 4-star offensive tackle Tyler Booker commit to Bama. The 2022 lineman is he's a top 40 player, 39th overall. He's the 5th highest ranked offensive tackle in the class. So a borderline 5-star there for Bama. Great pickup for them. Virginia Tech was able to keep hold of local Virginia man Gunnar Givens, interior offensive lineman, who's a 4-star. So that was a big get for them, as he was also looking at schools such as Alabama. Penn State picked up a 4-star running back, Katron Allen, from IMG, same as Tyler Booker. IMG had quite a few commitments this past week, actually. The 5'11 4-star running back is looking to add to a list of Penn State greats recently. Penn State has had a great trail of running backs recently. Of course, Journey Brown ended up having to medically retire before last season. That was just terrible news. He was such a great running back, and he had such a bright future ahead of him. So hopefully Catron Allen can bring back or bring some heat to the Penn State running back room, as they have been doing pretty well recently. Iowa State has picked up two receivers in the 22 class in the past few days. Three-star Jason Essex from Missouri and four-star Greg Gaines out of Tampa. Great pickups for the Cyclones as they're looking to bolster their roster in order to compete with the big dogs of the Big 12, Oklahoma. Speaking of the big dogs, Clemson has had two massive commitments, both from IMG Academy, in the secondary. Four-star safety Keon Sab has committed to the Tigers, as well as four-star corner Dalen Everett. Both Everett and Sab are top 60 players in the country. Everett is a borderline five-star, ranked at 37th nationally, and as the seventh corner in his class, which is seven corners in the top 37, is quite impressive. Of course, there's some big names up there in the 2022 class in terms of cornerbacks. Of course, you have Travis Hunter, who is regarded by many to be an elite, elite prospect committed to Florida State. You got Damani Jackson at USC, so on and so forth. Singletary with Ohio State. Even Michigan getting on the action. Will Johnson, the five-star corner out of Michigan. And it's quite a corner-heavy class there in the 2022 scene. Speaking of the 2022 class, we've got a few more commitments to check out. Dave Louis, interior offensive lineman, commits to Oregon. Oregon has had quite a sturdy offensive line over the past few years, turning out a few NFL draft picks. And it's a great place to be an offensive lineman there. At Oregon, we got another IMG commitment. We're not even done with the IMG commitments yet. Yet another one, Sean Miller, three-star receiver going to Illinois, and finally our last IMG commitment of the week that we're going to be announcing here is, get ready for it, five-star kicker Gavin Marshall out of Frisco, Texas. Of course, he plays at IMG, but from Frisco, near the Dallas area. Many of my listeners are familiar with that area of Frisco. He has committed to the University of Oklahoma. Oklahoma has had a nice history of kickers recently, and he's looking to add on to that list right now. Gabe Berkich putting out some great numbers. And is, I believe, first-team All-American preseason. I'm going to need to check in on that, but I believe he is. The Sooners also picked up recently, since my last episode, since we're going to be focusing on the Sooners now, after what they've done, four-star defensive lineman Derek Moore out of Baltimore. I don't think we touched up on him. Top 75 player in the 22 class. And that class is really bolstering, coming together. Have some really big commits recently, and that class is up to fifth nationally, which is quite impressive for the Sooners. They're first in the Big 12 right now. Texas has been leading most of the recent years in the Big 12 recruiting stage, so big for OU to jump ahead of them there. Another pickup that just happened yesterday, three-star tight end Caden Helms out of Nebraska has committed to OU as well. The 6'5 tight end is, he can play out wide, he can block, big body. From what I've seen of him, I've really liked. I think Riley's going to be able to use him pretty well in the offense. Again, even if he's not catching too many passes, his blocking game should have a major impact on the Sooners. This has been a guy OU's been looking at for a while now. He adds to, already got Jason Lewin from Aledo in that 22 class at tight end. And in fact, the 23 class, OU has a tight end who is looking to commit soon. He just announced his top eight. Here it is. Luke Hess out of Bixby, Oklahoma, announced his top eight, which is, I'm trying to pull it up here. Okay, we're not going to be able to get that up. Sorry about that, guys. But he is crystal ball to Oklahoma. That's all you need to know. No lead experts yet. But an OU insider, South Carolina insider, Arkansas insider, all predicting a 6 confidence on Luke Hess out of Bixby. The 4-star tight end is the number one overall tight end prospect in the 23 class. So that would be a big get for the Sooners as well. The Sooners are really just on a tear right now. We haven't even talked about the two biggest commitments so far and the two only commitments so far of the 23 class, which, of course, as we said earlier, 5-star quarterback Malachi Nelson out of Los Alamitos, California, and 4-star athlete slash going to be just playing running back pretty much. Treyon Webb out of Trinity Christian in Florida. He's an explosive guy, 6-foot running back. He can really pound it on him. There's many things that Treyon Webb can do. He can cut off of defenders. He can push through piles. He averaged 6.3 yards per carry in 2020. Put up over 800 yards and 12 touchdowns in only 10 games. They won the 3A state title in Florida. And, of course, being in the 23 class, he's still got 2 more years to see what he's got. Massive get for the Sooners. There's no 22 running back in their class. So Treyon Webb coming in 23. It's going to be very crucial for the Sooners. Of course, we already have talked about in previous episodes in the 21 class, the Sooners have picked up Gavin Sawchuk and Relique Brown, two elite 2021 running backs. Relique Brown, who continues to impress, as we talked about the opening in California. In fact, how we mentioned the Matter Day Duncanville game that's going to be happening in Duncanville in August. I really wish I could go to that, unfortunately, I will be in Norman back by then, but that is a game, hopefully, it should be on television, or at least I'll be able to find it somewhere online. That is a massive, massive game, in terms of recruiting. So many high-profile recruits are going to be playing that. Also, in terms of state pride, Duncanville isn't the best team in Texas, or at least isn't projected to be the best team in Texas. They're one of the best, though. But Matter Day is considered the best team in California. So some people are a little upset about that, how it's not best versus best. But it'll have to do. Speaking of the best, there's only one school. That is the Quarterback University, and that is the University of Oklahoma. We're going to dig deeper here into Malachi Nelson's commitment. So, what's so important about this commitment here is that this is an early domino for the 23 class. He's the number 2 quarterback nationally, only behind Arch Manning, Peyton Manning's nephew. And what Nelson sees in Oklahoma is what it seems many quarterbacks see. Many of the greats. Oklahoma has everything I want in a college. He loves the coaching staff. Has a great, great relationship with Lincoln Riley. It's going to be leading to future commitments. Malachi Nelson's commitment will. It's going to be, should be a fantastic 23 class for the Sooners. The 2022 class is already turning out to be great, and the 23 class, who knows, could be even better. Taking a look at that 23 class for OU, see what they got. As we were talking about the dominoes, So the first one and the most obvious one that jumps out to you is, of course, Malachi Nelson's high school teammate, who is crystal balled right now to Oklahoma, the receiver out of Los Alamitos, as well as Brandon Ennis, the country's number one receiver, crystal ball to Oklahoma. DeAndre Moore, the number three receiver in the country, crystal ball to Oklahoma. Jalen Hale, the number two receiver in the country, crystal ball to Oklahoma. So what it's looking like is the Sooners have quite a nice grasp on the receivers in the 23 class. It's pretty absurd that the top three receivers in the entire class are all currently crystal ball to Oklahoma. Of course, there's still other receivers for Oklahoma to go after, including four-star Micah Tease out of Booker T. Washington and Tulsa, who as well as crystal ball to Oklahoma, just shows that not only quarterbacks are magnetized to Norman, but wide receivers as well are just noticing and keep coming to Norman. If you want to even look at the 22 class, Oklahoma leads the way there with the top rated receiver in the country, Luther Burden, yet another five-star receiver, of course. And even Relik Brown, who's a running back in that 22 class, he's going to be playing out of the slot and catching passes too. So, and of course the two tight ends we talked about, the 23 tight end, I mean, just monster numbers here for the Sooners. If we look into those crystal balls of the 23 class, so you got the number 8 overall player in the country, number 1 receiver Brandon Ennis, who recently, I believe, went down to his top 10. It's either 10 or 8. His two crystal balls are from Brandon Drum, OU insider, who we talked about. He has the Luke Hass crystal ball, the tight end, and another South Carolina insider, both with 6 confidence. That one still early, of course, though, the Malachi Nelson commitment will impact these decisions. With two of these top three, with all three of the top three 2023 receivers crystal balled currently to Oklahoma, I would nearly guarantee at least two. All three would be such a tough ask, and that would be insane. I've got a good feeling that two of these guys are going to end up committing to Oklahoma. Second, of course, we got Jalen Hale out of Longview, Texas, the 6'2 receiver. He's only got one crystal ball in so far, from Parker Thune, the OU insider. That's a 5 confidence there. And third, DeAndre Moore Jr. out of Vegas. He's got one crystal ball as well, and that is from Drum, and that is a 5 confidence. So again, as I said, too early to tell so far, but this 23 class is going to be special for the Sooners. What Nelson, really what he brings is that, like, this domino that has been said, if you read their, the pieces 247 have done on him, there's more guys who are going to be committing to Oklahoma because of him. Bringing a group reminds so much of Caleb Williams, bringing in that big class, getting to know the guys, being friends already, trying to meet each other and recruit together. It's a big deal, and it is seemingly going to be working out well for the Sooners. And so now to talk more on Malachi Nelson's game rather than other people's game that he's trying to get to help him. What I've seen of Nelson is he has a very quick release and a very smart football mind. He knows to make the right reads, and his, like I said, his release is insanely fast. Except on super deep balls, he doesn't really even seem to be using the power in his legs as he could. It's kind of an odd looking. You would think he would want to use more leg power there. Also, you think he want to, maybe he'd try to get some more yards on the ground, become more of a dual threat, which I believe maybe he will. Once he gets older, you know, he's only a sophomore as of late. Still got two more seasons to go before he gets to Norman anyways. So he'll be gaining more experience, of course. And I think his game is really going to fit well with Riley's offense. Whatever that will be that Lincoln wants to do with him. Maybe it will be similar to that of Rattler's offense. I think it's going to be exciting. Caleb Williams is a bit more of a dual threat compared to these guys. Caleb Williams is also much thicker. So you're definitely less scared of him getting hit, getting bumped around. Malachi Nelson is a pretty thin guy, listed at 6'3", 180 on 247. So hopefully he'll be bulking up a bit. What he really is going to need from these next 2 years in high school is, like I said, bulk up, show more of a dual threat game, and learn to play not to force it, but learn to flow with the game, and learn to become a composed quarterback, because that's what the greats need. And by the time he gets to Oklahoma, and once he's working with Riley and he's under Caleb Williams for a year, I think he'll definitely have all the tools he needs to be a great player. And of course, it's very early to tell. Greg Biggins of 247 has compared him to Justin Fields, saying he's got all the physical tools you could want. He says he does have an athletic body, but plenty of room to pack on good weight, which is very true. Like I said, definitely needs to be bulking up a bit by the time he gets to Norman. He's accurate on all three levels, and he can change his touch and speed as he wishes, which, of course, is very important for a quarterback. You want him to be able to control where the ball is going and have finesse on it and speed and really put it on a rope to your receivers. Some of the throws I've seen him make on his highlight tapes, his out routes have really impressed me. He's been able to throw the ball down and out, and or up and out, rather, also, and be able to get it to a spot where only the receiver is able to grab it, which is pretty impressive for someone who's only a sophomore so far. One more thing that I want to talk about on the 23 class is that we just touched on the receivers, of course, that OU has a hold on. Brandon Ennis, Jalen Hale, and DeAndre Moore Jr., the top three receivers in the country, all crystal ball to OU as of now. We didn't even mention yet the number one overall player in the entire 2023 class, Libbius Overton, LT Overton, out of Milton in Alpharetta, Georgia. Defensive lineman, 6'4", 265. He is given in the composite rankings a 1.00000, a perfect rating, of course, which has only been given to a handful of guys. This guy currently is as well crystal ball to Oklahoma, but that is as well a 5 confidence from OU insider Brian Bishop, and that was given over almost a year ago by a guy who's 40% all time on crystal balls. So take that as you will. This one is still up in the air, definitely still probably has a lot of time to it. Overton's father, though, was an offensive lineman at Oklahoma from 91-94, which has to be considered. But he was also a former Texas A&M associate AD for 10 years, and Overton has shown interest in A&M. He unofficially visited with them a month ago, and that is another school high on his list. But if the Sooners could pull that off as well as two of those receivers, that would give them 4 5 stars in the 23 class, which would be unheard of for the Sooners. Maybe if you're Bama or Ohio State, that's nothing to be happy about. But for Oklahoma to reach that level of recruiting would be insane. And it would hopefully be able to elevate the Sooners into national champion front runners, where they have a chance to reach that kind of level this year. Of course, we're going to be talking more about the Sooners as the season's coming closer. I'm going to have my own Oklahoma podcast where we're going to be talking strictly about the Sooners. So I won't bore you guys with only Sooners talk on this podcast. But for now, of course, because of the Malachi Nelson news, you know I had to talk about them today. With all this massive recruiting going on by the Sooners, very exciting future. And just know this, guys. More dominoes will fall. People will be impressed. And the Sooners will not be put to rest like they have been before. That 0-4 playoff record will be long forgotten by the time Caleb Williams, Malachi Nelson, and Spencer Rattler are through in Norman. Keep that in mind. And until next time, this has been your favorite podcast host, Gage Brown, with the committee. I will see you guys later.